had here a, Senator Gurdjieff, we had here a slot for you to speak again. Would you like to have some more words or just
from
join
here,
us in the...
Ready from here?
From there? Yes, okay. And then we'll have two respondents.
Okay, thanks. I would like to agree with everything which previous speakers told us. And, you know, maybe also important thing for Moscow Russia society that people think that the monument of architecture is something with the columns, you know. It's no columns, no monument, you know. And because, you know, like one of the team of the Russian avant-garde told me the funny story that the one of the bureaucrats from the Moscow Preservation Committee, like in private talk, don't know about me as a kind of president of Russian Avant-Garde Foundation, told the guy that, you know, there is a deputy from parliament. Could you imagine he wants to restore all these stupid buildings, you know? It means that, and also it's kind of, I'm not saying, I don't want to say something against it. Brilliant scientists who told us great speeches today and from very interesting speeches from St. Petersburg. And I think we also maybe would like to create a book. You know, maybe later I come to the St. Petersburg team to talk about publishing the book about St. Petersburg avant-garde. But I'm saying just in general, we have this opinion that there's no column, no monument, whatever I've already said. And I think that events like this could help to change this public opinion. And because in the West countries, in England, in the USA, in Europe, in Germany, it's already kind of was a part of the history. It's consideration. All these buildings is a beautiful buildings need to be preserved for next generations. And I think because of the Soviet time and just 15 years of since collapse of communist regime, we now having this also time to come through this scientific and public acknowledgement of the greatness of this period. Yeah, and I also would like to thank Cecil and David for the good words about what we are doing in the foundation. And I think that the most important thing that it really would be very good if we could set up as a benchmark the very well professionally done preservation and creation of the Museum of the House. And we are as a foundation, we need your help. We don't need money because we have money, but we need your time, your efforts, your mind, your expertise, your critics, because, you know, we have only one house, Melnikov's house. We don't have two. You know, we need to do it properly and to with accordance with all your experience. And I think if it could be it within the next few years, it will become in history. In other institutions in Russia, could get this easy access to this information already. History, how it was done, what kind of models we're using, and what kind of problems we came from. And Clem, if you like me to say a few words about what I'm thinking about. The kind of organizational model for the house, for the foundation, yeah, because yeah, maybe it's important at the moment. The half of the house belongs to the foundation is ownership, and we would like to, as far as the we'll have some progress in the project. We would like to discuss with the members of International Trust Committee for the Melnikov's House. Maybe it would be reasonable to create another foundation, just Melnikov's House Foundation, and to transfer this property to this special vehicle and to get the trustees and put endowment to this foundation, which will be also at the same time the management company for the as we have a like John's House Foundation in London, or maybe Philip Johnson's Glass House here also have a kind of a similar structure. Or maybe it would be more efficient to keep it with the structure of Russian Avant-Garde Foundation. And I think we will hear what the International Trust Committee will advise us in this regard. And I think is it more or less clear about what I'm just thinking it could be done in a both way, you know.
Mm.
And you are also part of this committee. It's interesting to get know your opinion. And the last thing I would like to say, it's maybe not so kind of not so optimistic, but I need to say that you know that the very important thing which I would like to say that it's to get it done properly. I mean, the preservation of such buildings, it's very 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 expensive thing, you know. It's incredibly expensive. And for example, I would just like to say that our foundation already spent for this project $4 million, and it's all clear. Although you can look at the papers and the reporting, and means I think we are waiting for kind of a couple of times more expenses in because if you would like to get it perfect, 100% guarantee according with international standards, like benchmark. You know, beauty thing, you know, great thing cost money. You know, you cannot make it like is easy, like for $2. You know, because it's we will kind of we are waiting to work with like 20, 25 consultancies around the world. The great specialists cost money. You know, and if we would like to have it is a best benchmark project, and what I'm saying that maybe it's not realistic that the government will find money to do such work for all avant-garde buildings. But what I'm saying is, I think that the private institution from the donation, from the business structures, and from the companies, maybe Clementine and David, you should talk more about Moscow developers. If, for example, some developers could take on their shoulder, like Rusakov's club, you know, and collect money, because it's you know, Rusakov's club, you know, it's extremely genius building, you know. It's I think it should be, because at the moment, you know, I talked to Valery Shevchuk, who is the head of Moscow Preservation Committee, and I advise him to invite Anke to be the kind of consultant for this project, but I'm sure, you know, I know it 100% that the Moscow committee doesn't have money to pay such a great international consultancy, because in we have absolutely no right to act somebody for free. You know, it's absolutely illegal, I think, to plan such a, you know, because we have activists like a Clementine, you know, but it's a very unique thing, and we have everybody in Moscow be very very thankful, grateful to her. The guys like she is, which are spending time and life, and nobody pay for that. You know, it's really really unique thing, but it couldn't be system. You know, I mean, it just all these things. It's also they are waiting us ahead. You know, and we have to maybe. All people who are really, really thinking about kind of keeping for next generation the main masterpiece, we have to maybe like collect together the money, like from different sources, from the developers, people who would like to make a good PR for the as a kind of a people who creating a good projects in Moscow, work with good architecture, and maybe we'll have like 2, 3, 4 projects, maybe more. I don't know, but. For sure, as a member of parliament, the upper chamber of parliament, I would like to say that it's not possible to get this money from government, because we don't have this money in budget. And it's really huge money to get it done. Thanks.